The story of Palm Sunday might actually be a little hard for us to relate to today. One thing that we haven't seen in a while is a crowd. As Jesus and his disciples made their way up to Jerusalem for the Passover feast, they were accompanied by an ever-growing entourage of pilgrims. That by the time they would reach the city, they would be traveling with what the Gospels describe as a huge crowd. Every day, thousands of worshipers were arriving for the festival. One estimate suggests that the city of Jerusalem itself would swell from some 30,000 or so residents to maybe as many as 180,000 for the duration of the Passover. Worshippers from the Judean countryside, from Galilee and beyond, would fill the city's guest rooms. They'd set up encampments on the surrounding hillsides and in the nearby villages. There was no larger gathering of the Jewish people in Jesus' day. It's probably hard for us to fathom such a scene in the situation we find ourselves in today. But suffice it to say, no one was practicing social distancing on the first Palm Sunday. And Jesus chooses this moment to announce himself at Jerusalem's gates as the King. That's the declaration that is at the center of this Palm Sunday story. It's been building from the very beginning of the Gospel. Matthew's opening chapters present Jesus as a descendant of David, one who would be born King of the Jews. And he's acknowledged as such in the very face of King Herod by Magi from the east. Throughout his ministry, Jesus has spoken of the coming kingdom of God. And in a few short days, the sign posted on his cross will read, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." The events of Palm Sunday are a demonstration that Jesus is the King. It's an enacted parable based on the words of the prophet Zechariah. "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your King comes to you, righteous and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Jesus' ride into the city is an act of deliberate choice and careful planning. Had he wanted to slip into the city unnoticed, there would have been no better time. It would have been a simple matter for him, who'd shown the ability to slip away from a crowd more than once before. To arrive for the Passover is just one more among thousands of pilgrims. But he didn't want to go unnoticed. Instead, he sends two disciples ahead of him to find a donkey and her colt for him to ride into the city. It's a matter that seems to have been prearranged with the donkey's owner. It's not that Jesus was suddenly tired of walking after conducting nearly his entire ministry on foot. Rather, it is his intention to evoke Zechariah's prophecy and announce himself at Jerusalem's gates as the peaceful King and bringer of salvation. The actions of the crowds, too, are a royal acclamation. The words of Psalm 118 flow naturally from their lips, sung as part of the Passover celebration and by these pilgrims on their way up to the city. "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David." The psalm spoke of a royal procession, a messianic celebration of the victorious King. And so these crowds cut branches from the trees and spread cloaks on the road before him, rolling out the red carpet, as it were. And just as when the Magi had arrived from the east seeking one born King of the Jews, Matthew reports that again, the whole city was shaken at the news of this coming King. Jesus is the King. It's the central message of Palm Sunday. But what I've been asking myself this week is, what does it mean to acclaim Jesus as King in the midst of a global crisis such as the one that we find ourselves in today? If Jesus is on the throne, as I believe he is, what does that mean for us? And especially for those who are suffering the most, as hospitals are overwhelmed, as millions have lost their jobs, as this disease moves into the global south where resources to combat it are fewer. What hope do we take in our belief that Jesus is King? How does that help us today? I raise these questions because the usual answers have left me feeling rather unsatisfied of late. A glib "God is in control" just feels a little hollow right now. More importantly, it doesn't tell the whole story that I read in the Bible about a God who allows, a God who laments, a God who suffers with his people. It's only one small step from "it's all part of God's plan" to some of the more dangerous and misguided theologies that we see cropping up in parts of the church today. For example, "God will keep us safe if we just have enough faith." Or even, "This is God's judgment, God's punishment on a world that's turned away from him." This is not what it means to call Jesus King today. Jesus is the King, but I think that maybe we have a lot to learn from the posture of our King on Palm Sunday. Jesus did not ride into the city on the back of a donkey in order to take charge, as the enthusiastic crowds may have hoped, and as the leaders of temple and state may have feared. Instead, he comes gentle and vulnerable, with no sword in his hand, the humble servant who has come to lay down his life for the people whom he loves. The King envisioned by Zechariah's prophecy subverts any popular notions of a militaristic kingship. Jesus has not come to take the throne and drive out the Romans, but to suffer and die at their hands so that all may be saved. As Jesus explains elsewhere, he has not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. The picture that emerges of Jesus, our King, is not one of a God who is above it all, secure and distant in his sanctuary, but of one who is with us and for us in the very midst of crisis and suffering. Indeed, our King has personally experienced the very worst that the world can do in the torment and agony of the cross, all for love of his people. And he has come out on the other side. So yes, Jesus is our King. He is the King who uniquely understands what it is we are going through right now, what it is our world is going through right now. And he is the King who is with us and for us in this season and always. Hosanna to the King. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Amen.